lucky, dude.
What do you mean I got lucky?
You're not lucky, dude.
What do you mean I got lucky? I had two options that I was going to come back with right now. One of them was going to be Kobe Bryant's rap song with Tyra Banks. And then the other one was going to be Kobe by Lil Wayne.
I didn't disrespect Kobe.
They're both expired.
This is ridiculous. I didn't disrespect Kobe.
Oh, that's not what your Twitter says.
That's not what you said.
I'll break.
I didn't disrespect Kobe.
Oh,
I didn't disrespect Kobe. All I had a quibble with Draymond and Shaq was that they're saying Kobe doesn't get respect in the GOAT talk, which is patently absurd.
Okay, but there is one thing that you were saying, and we both can agree on, in regards to the GOAT talk, Dwayne Wade, criminally underrated.
Because D-Wade's my GOAT. That's it. That's it. You know, so you want to know something?
Yeah.
Maybe people think The Godfather is the best movie, okay? But Rocky is right there with it. It's closer than you think. And so that's for you. You guys can all sit there and you can talk about Kobe and you three-year-olds who are on TikTok trying to say that he's way better than Dwayne. Saying he's way better than Dwayne Wade is better than Dwayne Wade is a little bit much. It's a little bit much.
That's a little.
It's a little bit much.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you what you sound like.
What?
You sound like somebody trying to give their guy credibility by talking down the other guy.
Yeah, that's the fun of it. That's sports.
No, that's not sports.
Oh, it's sports.
Why can't they both be great?
They are both great. I'm just trying to tell these whippersnappers it's closer than you think.
Whippersnappers.
These whippersnappers. These four-year-olds who only know Kobe Bryant from TikTok.
The
they didn't even watch him pick up a basketball.
The only person you be talking to as whippersnappers is Frog, as Tadpole and Tommy.
No, dude, you don't understand what these NBA Twitter streets are like anymore. Mm. It's all a bunch of 14-year-olds who make their accounts Muse accounts. They didn't watch the games. They've watched four TikToks of Kobe Bryant and think that he walks on water. They don't know about Dwayne Wade. And that's just and that's fine. I'll be here. I'll just be I don't have to be convinced, because you want to know why, you punks?
Whoa.
I was there.
No. Okay.
I was there.
But you're just as bad as them.
I'm not as bad as them, dude.
Because they're coming at you with crazy statements.
I'm not saying that Dwayne Wade should be above Kobe Bryant in GOAT talks. I'm just saying it's closer than you think.
All right.
Because those two played against each other.
You did make Kobe Bryant seem as if he was Tyler Hero on defense, though. When he started talking about how good Dwayne Wade is.
He's the best shot-blocking guard of all time.
Okay.
The best.
All right.
Not number two. Greatest not number
steals.
Three.
Greatest
not number
steals.
Four. Steals. Yeah. How about stuffing a 7-footer?
Yeah.
Show me that Kobe Bryant reel.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
And again, you know, this is all just basketball talk, of course.
Oh,
I just want to say,
sure.
Be clear. You know, just we're talking pure hoops right now.
Pure
hoops. That's all I'm saying, baby. Hmm. And I know what D-Wade would say. You know, D-Wade's going to say Kobe, because that's what you got to say. But, like, you know. I mean, just we're going to just go tie break, okay?
Yeah.
Just going to go tie break.
Yeah.
D-Wade carried Shaq to a championship. Shaq carried Kobe's championship.
It's not even the same Shaq. It's not the same Shaq.
You're right. It's not the same Shaq. You want to know why it's not the same Shaq?
Why is that?
Because Dwayne Wade carried a Shaq to a championship, and Kobe hopped on his back like Shaq was Hodor and said, "Get him a back."
That was prime Shaq, dude. Of course he was going to do that.
Imagine if D-Wade had prime Shaq. He'd have 8 rings.
Oh, imagine if everyone had prime. Imagine if Anthony Edwards had prime Shaq. Imagine if Jimmy Butler had prime.
Imagine if Shaq had prime Shaq.
Because
you know he kind of... There was a few years in there where...
We had prime rib Shaq.
Yeah, that's a point. That's a point right there. That's pretty good.
Oh, man.
For defensive rating, according to StatMuse, is it supposed to be higher or lower? What's the better number?
What?
For defensive rating.
I don't need defensive rating. I was there.
All right. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
I don't need defensive rating. I was there.
Old man, all the young people?
Yeah, sure. Tell me more about Oyster Burns.
I don't need defensive rating.
The fast
D-Wade, best shot-blocking guard of all time, dude. That's it. Take that for your Mamba mentality. Now, I have another goat we got to get to.
Oh.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai.
Mm.
Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Now, I don't like this because Tim Hardaway, who is beloved, all right, number 10 in the rafters, and one time on this show settled a great debate because he settled what is worse, brain freeze or funny bone. And you have that? I mean, that was an all-time from old Timmy because we, man, he can break some things down. That is the thing. Killer crossover. Number one point guard in Heat history. I'll give it to him. But Goran, you're closer than anything. Dude, I love you. He was on a little podcast called All the Smoke. All right. I don't think the full episode is out. I think it's coming up on our show today. I think the whole episode comes out. But they put out a little promo clip. So this is going viral. And he was discussing the Jimmy Butler, Pat Riley relationship, which, of course, even Tim Hardaway knows it can get tenacious with old Riles. He's been there. Speaking from a place of experience, Leroy. But I didn't like what he went a little too far for me because I feel like it's he's trying to drum some things. I'm just going to play the clip. I'm talking too much. I'm rambling here. Here's Tim Hardaway on All the Smoke.
Heat boys right now. Y'all finished the season off kind of rocky. Rough press conference. The Godfather came out and, you know, put his foot down. We ain't going for this shit. This is my show, and whoever going to be here, going to be here because I say so.
I was waiting on that. I was waiting on that. Yeah. I knew something was going to happen. I told some people, I said, Pat going to talk this year. Pat going to talk this year. Especially, you know, he's tired of a lot of things that's going on with the team. He's tired of Jimmy Butler.
Well, and Tyler Hero, too. He been babying Tyler Hero for a minute, and he just staying hurt. He ain't showed up yet either. Right. So I think he was talking to him and Jimmy.
Yeah, more so, if Jimmy didn't say nothing, you know, about other teams, mm-hmm. and you're not playing, it would have been all right. But when you came out and said that, he's probably talking about both of them, but yeah. I think he really talked
direct
about...
Directly to a star.
Yeah, directly. Yeah. Yo, dude, you haven't played in a lot of games this year or last year, and especially in the playoffs. I need you to play in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If you play more than 70 games, we wouldn't be in play-in games
mm-hmm.
2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I need you to play. You need to take care of your body. Mm. You need to be in this gym taking care of your body. Not the gym, but the weight room taking care of your body and getting yourself straight. And I was waiting on that. We all understood. All Miami Heat people understood where Pat Riley was coming from. And you see what they didn't do.
Yeah.
We're going to wait.
Yeah.
They taking the Jerry Jones approach.
There you go. That was Tim Hardaway on All the Smoke.
Now my question is, mm-hmm. We've had the same conversation.
Yeah.
And so, why are you shocked?
Well, I mean,
that's somebody who's closer to it than you, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a goat. He's in the rafters.
Okay.
He's in the rafters.
Okay.
Much respect to Tim.
He's more familiar with Pat Riley than most.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did he say? What was wrong? That was wrong.
I didn't like him saying that Pat Riley's tired of Jimmy Butler. You know, I think we need to go
he's
into
tired the guy's not playing.
I understand,
Pat Riley said that himself.
We're drumming up old stuff. I want to go into this year harmonious.
You brought it up.
I didn't. Well, I just, you know, I have to be. We have to report what's in the streets.
You and did.
I didn't do anything, dude.
You did.
How did I do this?
You did.
The one thing Pat Riley had a problem with. You asked the question for the public.
Hold on.
Hold on. That's not
you
fair.
For all
we don't know, he could have brought it up himself.
You know what? They're bringing up the one question from the press conference that you
hold on, dude. Hold on
for 30 minutes. They bring up the one question you asked.
That's not fair.
How?
That's not fair.
This weekend, Jimmy Butler had said, you know, if he was healthy, that Boston would have gone home. I know it's tough to live in hypotheticals, but if he was able to play and Terry was able to play, did you feel like the gulf has gotten way too big with you in Boston, or if you had your guys, it might have been more competitive?
We played, you know, I've been involved in competition in the playoffs against certain opponents that turned into hate, you know, I mean, even since we've been here, you know, I mean, I hate to use that word, but the competition gets so tough that, you know, like one another. And so we played Boston four times, I think, in the playoffs since Jimmy's been here. So, you know, you do develop some dislike for the other team, but they are this year, I think, the best team in the league. with the best roster in the league. He made some great moves. Brad Stevens did a great job in getting Holiday and Porzingis. They built their bench a little bit differently. And, you know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut and your criticism of those teams.
Hey. No. Now.
You did this?
Here's what I like. Here's what I like to do at this point. You can cry. You can whine. You can say, oh, no. But did Pat Riley say anything wrong?
No.
I wait. Okay. So what's your problem?
Couldn't we
Did Tim Hardaway say anything wrong?
I don't know that he's tired of Jimmy Butler. Seems a little strong.
When somebody says, if I came to you and we having a conversation, I say, you need to keep your mouth shut.
You should keep your mouth shut.
I don't like how you nailed it on the t-
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't like
wait,
that.
Wait. Hey, when I come at you like that, it have a little different meaning.
You should keep your mouth shut.
He wasn't smiling. He got serious. I don't know if Jimmy was. Look, he said, I don't know if Jimmy was trolling. He was smiling, and then he said, I don't know if he was serious. Look, when he said trolling, watch how his eyes bright up.
Is that Jimmy trolling?
See?
Or
smile?
Is that Jimmy serious? You know?
Right.
If you're not on the court
now,
playing.
Look at that. Look at his face.
Against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut.
No. So.
And your criticism of those teams.
I don't think anybody cares what you think. Everybody spoke truths. Everybody. And if you're a basketball, if you're a Heat fan, you cannot tell me if Jimmy plays 5 to 10 more games, they don't have the 2 seed. Right?
His point is not inaccurate.
When you come at people with your comments, I want you to put all that together.
Right.
And then maybe you should follow Pat Riley's advice when it comes to that topic.
Shut.
Okay, but here's the thing. First of all, being called Heat Yoko Ono, which I don't appreciate. I don't appreciate that.
That's the best nickname you've ever been given.
What?
Not accountable, Tobes. Yoko.
But, like, yeah. So how can you say, how can you be mad or disappointed with anybody said?
You know what it's like? You know, here's...
After Jimmy.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Okay. And everything that everybody said was factual. So what's your problem?
Here's my problem. It's kind of like we're all here for Thanksgiving. We're at Heat Thanksgiving, right? And we had our tiff at the 4th of July. Okay, it's over. And then old Uncle Tim comes over and he goes, hey, Pat, telling Jimmy Butler to shut the hell up, huh? And I'm like, hey, why do you got to bring it up, Timmy? Why do you got to bring it up? He goes, and I think the thing he was most mad about was him talking that bleep when he wasn't playing. Not even that he wasn't playing, but that he was talking. And we don't know. Maybe that wasn't what he was most upset about, Tim. We don't know.
Uncle Tim.
But
we don't know, Uncle Tim.
But we can kind of tell by his facial expression about the way he enunciated, shut.
You should keep your mouth shut. You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut.
Oh, man.
Can I say the way that he said trolling tells me that one day Jimmy Butler said something on social media. Pat Riley saw it and said, hey, what the hell does this mean? Why is he saying this? And an intern is like, no, Pat, he's trolling. And he's like, what the hell does trolling mean? They explained it. And now he's like, I don't know if Jimmy was trolling, but he doesn't like trolling. Pat Riley has no time for trolling.
Steve, all your fault, Mr. Hypothetical. Old
I think,
Potster.
First of all, I personally think that you shouldn't have a problem with it more than anybody for the simple fact that your ass brought up the question that led us down this path.
This is not fair. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Are you going to say Pat Riley is out of line or Tim Hardaway is out of line? Here, you know when you're out of line? You're out of line when you speak untruths. Then you're out of line.
But isn't there
So I ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is any one of these two guys out of line?
Do we have to keep bringing in inline things? Do they keep having to get brought up? Boy, like, you know, we can't just move on? We can't just move on?
Mouth shut.
Potster, Tobes, your fault, Mr. Hypothetical. Mr. Mush strikes again. Damn you. Yep. Oof, yep. That shut.
Yep.
Great job.
All I want is for Jimmy to play more. Right? But here's the problem. Health is not promised to you. So when you take those couple of bunnies because you're just tired or whatever, then you get hurt for real and miss time, it adds up. You see what I'm saying? And that's what happened.
Tobin brought up politics at Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. The facts are the facts. You're the worst. Right.
Okay, you don't have to do that. You're piling on, and I don't appreciate it, Frog Boy.
I'm just saying, you seem to have a problem with the truth.
It's not
because you think it's going to hurt somebody's feelings.
No, it's just, you know, we didn't have, you know, just like we could have just put a bow on it.
So let me ask you this. There's no part of you that thinks that if Jimmy would have played 5 or 10 more games, that the Heat would have been the 2 seed.
Of course. I understand.
Then why don't you, let me ask you this then. Why don't you have a problem with that when some of the games missed weren't really about injury?
It's clean slate time. It's clean slate time. Oh, and we're bringing up old stuff.
Oh, my
You know,
goodness.
We're bringing up, listen, we're listen bringing up old listen, stuff.
Listen to this fraud.
Right That's now. Not fair.
Listen to this fraud. You right now, you are seriously into fraudulent behavior. Because I could name a couple of players, if the same thing happened, you would be all over them.
Habitual grenade tosser.
Yep.
Jesus.
Catalyst Tobes. Tobin Shapiro.
Oh, Tobin, you bring up stuff from 2008. Knock it off, bro.
What stuff do I bring up?
See, now here we go.
That's
here
a historical now, conversation.
Now you want facts. We give you facts and you dismiss them. So which do you want? Do you want the facts or not?
I just want everybody to get along. We got camp, baby.
You know,
it's time
you know
to when, focus on hey, this year.
Know when you know when everybody get along?
Hmm?
When Jimmy plays 70 games.
Hmm. You know,
that's all Pat care about. That's all. And why wouldn't he?
Wasn't there a time?
That's my point. Why wouldn't Pat only care about that?
What, you know,
it's his job to win games.
Timmy's been on the other end of this as well. Couldn't he just say, that's Pat being Pat? No, he's
his
like...
His knees didn't work.
Wow. Pat didn't care. He thought his knees were being soft.
Okay, and okay, so why can't he feel that way about Jimmy? If that's what he felt about Tim. Pat Riley been Pat Riley longer than Tim Hardaway been Tim Hardaway and Jimmy been Jimmy.
That's just because he's older.
So,
true.
Yeah.
You just mentioned
So
age.
I ask you.
Time.
You see Pat Riley handling situation like he's handled several other situations in the past. Why are you shocked?
Goron would never do this on a podcast. He would never. Goron would never go on a podcast and say things that happened months ago.
Look, even if he did, I'm not mad at him. You're the reason we didn't get any
Why?
Free agents this offseason.
That's not true.
You got this year little. Game. I'm blaming you. Wait.
Okay. Alec Burks.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. How could I forget? Resigned Drew Smith, though. All good.
Stop bullying him.
Okay.
Back after this. Let's get a fantasy update sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. And tonight, of course, you have Cowboys and Giants, 8:15. And I'm sure we got this injuries we got to look out for tonight, Leroy. Anybody not going?
Let me see what I got.
I don't see any significant injuries. I
think we should be good.
It's because I'm not looking.
Oh.
But don't see anything.
Yeah, I don't see anything either.
Aha!
I'll think.
But
big time matchup, though.
I did
strangely.
Yeah, I did hear something about a bet in regards to Dak Prescott's two touchdowns. Heard the odds on that could net me chili pepper worthy stuff. You know, I only go big. You know, it's something that I do here. I'm not here for the safe easy bet. I'm here for something with value.
Little plumping odds, you know.
Look. Okay, what do you think of this? This is how they get me. Mm-hmm. We talked about this. How Hard Rock?
Yeah, they make their own parlays now.
This parlay I'm looking at right now: Malik Nabers anytime touchdown.
Got it.
Devin Singletary.
Okay.
Anytime touchdown. CeeDee Lamb anytime touchdown, and Ezekiel Elliott anytime touchdown. Starting wide receiver and running back for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
$10
yep.
would net me $210.
So that's a plus 2,000, those odds?
I believe, yeah, yeah. 2,000. And, like I said, starting position.
I don't know if I have. I don't know, man. Like, it's one of these things with these offenses.
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust everybody to score tonight, you know? Mm. Those quick turnarounds. Usually these Thursday nights, it's ugly for one team. That's usually the way that it goes.
Well.
And especially, usually, it's a home team advantage. What are the odds tonight? What is the spread? I don't even know.
You're discouraging me because I already put it.
Oh.
It is minus 11? No, I'm sorry. Giants plus 5.5?
Yep. Yeah. 5.5-point underdogs, prime time at home. Same record, huh?
Yeah.
Man, Daniel Dimes, no respect for your ass. They think you suck.
We all do!
Well, you lost to them last week.
And he looked like Joe Montana.
Oh, man. All right. That's your fantasy update. Take a break. Play a little Goosies, No Goosies next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
I've only been here, you know, for like
3 minutes.
Yeah, like 10. You just showed up. What are you talking about?
10. It's okay. You can ignore me.
Snippy.
Hello.
Hello, Def Leppard.
Pot stirrer.
I'm not a pot stirrer. I just do what I do, which is not want old stuff to be brought up.
Ah.
You know?
Well, you do that all the time.
You brought it up.
I really do that all the time.
Well, Leroy, we do a radio show. Can't ignore the news.
Oh.
Can't ignore the news. If a heat great has that to say, it needs to be brought to the attention of people. I just wish it wouldn't have been out there in the first place. But, wow. You know.
At the expense of you.
Neither yep. here nor there. It's just me. I don't know. I'm trying to get crazy over here. But let's head over to Frog Boy.
Ah.
What do you have today for us, Froggy, when it comes to Goosies, No Goosies?
Well, my oh no is... Sorry, wrong game.
What?
Mike McDaniel.
Minus one.
All right. Fair enough. Tough crowd.
Minus one.
Mike McDaniel seems to be one of the only people in South Florida who has a bit of a positive outlook when it comes to none other than OBJ. McDaniel said, good things coming with OBJ. You listen to this and tell me if it gives you the goosies.
All right. I've seen some good progress, and I'm optimistic for, you know, when his window opens up, and we will see how his body responds. And I do know that there's been some very intentional good work, and that he hasn't had the setbacks that we've made sure to avoid.
No goosies. It's still a legacy game, all right? I don't care what you have to say about Odell Beckham right now. Go out there and show some pride when it comes to your legacy, Mike McDaniel. Odell can't save you this week. Maybe he can next week, but he's not here. Good outlook? Not a good outlook? Right now, the only outlook is you better drop 3 touchdowns on these damn Titans. They suck. Leroy?
I don't have the goosies, but not for the, like...
No goosies.
You threw me off with the legacy nonsense.
Hmm.
Yeah, but, seriously. Like, you pulled a McDaniel. What?
But I would say this. Like, you need to worry about the guys who can play. I know eventually Odell's going to play, and he was maybe asked the question, but he need to worry about the guys to play. Let's go have a couple more extra conversations with these quarterbacks.
Yeah, and listen, he can say facts. He's just not going to give you the goosies, because what does it matter for this week, dude?
No goosies.
But the fact that they have to actually have Odell Beckham, maybe is more of an indictment on things than anything.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be crossing my fingers for OBJ in week 3.
Crazy. So, JFig, you don't have the goosies? You're muted.
Not it.
My bad. No, I do not. Muted myself because of the clicking.
No goosies.
Todell Beckham Jr.?
Damn it. Yeah, I'm going to go no goosies as well. Boom!
What's number 2?
Numero dos. Mish Powell. He says that Cam Ward, not sure if you've heard of him,
he's better. Good.
Not only is he good, apparently he's better than the Cam Ward that Mish faced back in Washington and Washington State.
I'll say for sure, I think he's taking his game to, you know, an even higher level. I think, you know, this year with this offense, this O-line that he has and the type of receivers he has, you know, he's able to, you know, extend his game and show more that he could before. And I think that's just the biggest thing with him is he's always trying to get better. And every week, you know, there's always something he's trying to correct. There's always something that he's trying to improve on. And, you know, that's what happens when you have a really good quarterback like we do. And, you know, that's something that I'm definitely happy that, you know, we're on the same team now.
Wow. Rivals become friends.
Look at that.
It's like a beautiful football love story, you know?
Together to reach the top.
Yep. It almost reminds you of, like, Predator when they have the arm shape, wow. Schwarzenegger,
yeah.
You know, glistening. Mm. I mean, he's basically going out there and he's saying that Cam Ward's made like Creed and took his game higher.
Is that Carl Weathers in that handshake?
Sure is. Leroy's yep. teammate.
Oh, Leroy's boy.
Mm-hmm. That's Goosey's galore, if you ask me, dude.
Oh!
Just what it is.
Goosey's galore.
Is it Goosey's galore because you... turned it into a Rocky thing?
Yeah, bro.
No, it was
of
Predator.
Course.
Way different.
Predator.
It's Predator.
Yeah.
By the way, Tulsa King.
Oh, it's back. I knew it.
Off to a fantastic start.
I knew it.
Hey, it would have been Tulsa.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Oh, man. So you said it wasn't Goosey's galore, Leroy?
No, I got the Goosey's. I like the fact Goosey's. That it would have been very easy for him to come and, you know, just be the Cam Ward he's been, but he's actually gotten better. I think that's a testament to him.
He's good.
Very.
Oh, hold on, DC Curry.
Hmm?
That's only one person.
What's that?
And I get on him all the time about that. What happened to the Van Dyke y'all hyped up last year?
Oh, yeah, keep acting like it's the same as Tyler Van Dyke.
TVD, get out of here. I don't even think he's healthy.
And by the way, you know, like, it's not even a good comparison because Tyler Van Dyke came to the Canes, like, as a freshman and, like, went through the program and then had a good ending to his season when he replaced De'Aaron King getting hurt. Like, yeah. Cam Ward was a stat. Like, everybody was bidding for this man's services. So it's not even, it's like, if you're going to make comparisons, make them intelligent ones.
Whoa.
Not like you,
whoa.
DC Dum Dum Curry.
Whoa.
Probably the same guy that tweeted me about D Wade and Kobe. Idiots.
I'll get him started again on this. Figgy, Goosey's, Cam Ward, better than he was in Washington?
Goosey's.
Wow.
Love it.
Goosey's. Froggy?
Goosey's as well. He was good before, now he's great.
Goosey's. Thanks a lot, Leech Powell.
Wow, what? It's just...
What?
swan. That's a reach. I'll take that. That's like straight leech. Ponds, leeches, frogs.
Minus one.
Just it's slugs, in the category.
Slugs, snails,
what is this? Like, what are we doing?
It's kind of
like,
there.
Okay.
You know?
Word association.
What's number three?
Number three is Deshaun Watson. He gave his thoughts on the Browns play call.
Oh, all right. You know, let's see what he has to say after getting the snot kicked out of him for 8 sacks. What does he have to say about the play calling?
Mobile, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, should run a little more, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Run a little bit more.
Maybe that's what he said.
If I don't have to run, I'm not going to run. So okay. I'm not trying to take any hits.
I'm working on
runs. Because I'm not a running quarterback in a sense. I can make things happen, but I'm not trying to run. I'm not a running back. That's not my specialty. You know, they signed me to throw the ball, make decisions, and be a quarterback, not a runner.
Oh, man. That's
you haven't
great.
Been throwing it that well, Mr. 20 for 30 for 140.
I got the Gooseys.
Whoa!
And I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
Because Cleveland doesn't.
Why do they think he should be running? Because he's black?
Oh, okay, well, listen, you weren't exact. You were sitting there with the Pella Larson comparisons last week.
For what?
Intangibles on intangibles.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say, though. I have the Gooseys just because,
Gooseys.
Man, he's not a team player.
Aha!
He doesn't want to hear anything.
Not trying to take those
he's
hits.
He's not trying to do anything. He goes, I'm going to be who I am.
Yeah, I'm not a running
I'm not
back.
Trying to get hit.
Get hit? That's the running back's job.
Get hit. What do you think? I got $200 million guaranteed?
What do you think? I'm Nick Chubb?
Man. So, Gooseys. I got the Gooseys, but only because Cleveland deserves it. Leroy?
Wow.
Sorry. Tell that to Jay Crawford.
True. I don't do that about any of your teams.
Sure you do, all the time.
Yeah, you do, actually.
No, I don't.
Time. All the time.
I just, you get carried away. That's it.
Well, Deshaun's not getting carried away with any, because he doesn't want to do anything out of his comfort zone.
This is 100% accurate. I would rather him say, I'm going to do what it takes to win.
Exactly. That's what you should say. Doesn't mean you have to lead. It doesn't mean you have to do it.
Yeah,
but now he's like almost insult. What? I'm not trying to take hits.
I'm not a running quarterback.
Hits. Hit Schmitz.
Only people that can do that is ones that can throw.
Oof. By the way, you're sitting back in the pocket. You're getting lit up anyway. You might as well run away.
If I'm not mistaken, Deshaun Watson's, like, craziest play that I can remember was him scrambling out the pocket, getting, like, kicked in the face or something like that, and still managing to throw a touchdown.
Is this the Browns or the Texans you're talking
Texans.
About?
Texans.
Yeah.
So I'm saying mobility.
Well, I haven't seen that. But there's a difference in being a mobile and a runner.
Yeah, I understand. He's not a running quarterback.
No, he's a pocket passer, but he is thought of a guy who can extend plays.
Yeah, like, part of the 200.
He can improvise.
I tell you what. Not Sunday.
Nope.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like, I was like, look out below!
Sexy Sauce says, fit kit.
You like that?
Possibly.
I mean, can you be a fat cat when you know you're getting that money anyway?
That's exactly what a fat cat is.
That actually is.
Okay, that is the definition of fat cat.
Literally the meme.
You got it. You got it right there.
So I'm assuming you have no Gooseys from what Deshaun Watson is saying.
No, none.
No.
Zero.
Leroy is one more pick away from wanting 30-30 in there.
Jameis, not a bad backup option.
I mean,
he's a good one.
Jameis is going to do a lot of the things that Flacco did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's going to take a lot of chances. He's going to get the ball down the field and all that. My problem is if you switch quarterbacks, that means you're going to get two guys killed. You know, they had... If one more lineman would have got hurt, they didn't have another lineman on the roster.
What do you do in that situation? Do you go to, like, a tight end?
Tight end, yeah. It's got to
tight end.
Or a D-tackle? Defensive lineman? Can you, like, just tell them, yo?
No. Marcos, please stop.
If the Dolphins were down...
You made
that comment and you work on a sports show.
What?
Stop.
Well,
that's not the craziest thing ever.
Hold on. Let's just ask... Well, I think Leroy's saying because, like, they don't know the playbook.
No, I'm saying...
Playbook? Exactly what I'm
But if you had to, let's just say, in a scenario, okay, I don't want this to happen, but let's say the Dolphins are down to four offensive linemen. They got one guy they could go to.
Yeah.
Julian Hill, old penalties McGee, or Zach Sealer?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Tanner Connor or Zach Sealer?
Can I just tell you? It is a big difference in sports to go the opposite way. And here's what I mean.
Good.
If you spend your whole life as a defensive lineman going forward, to flip you on the other side and say, now go backwards, that's a tough transition.
But in a pinch.
Like, think about this. Pinch. It's hard for an offensive lineman to go from left to right.
Yeah.
So, like, y'all sound crazy.
God, that was crazy this past game. You go there. No, you go there. Okay, we're going to switch around here. It's like they're playing a three-card Monty out on the freaking offensive line. Now, Austin Jackson's out. Now, Kendall Lamb, you go over there. We're going to put the Giant over here. And the Giant's out. Now, Austin Jackson's back. You go back over there. Sack!
Still didn't work.
Didn't work.
You know, what's interesting, though. This brings up a point we argued for quite some time during summer, if I'm not mistaken. The fact that the Cleveland Browns almost ran out of offensive linemen begs, maybe you should have that hybrid long snapper we were talking about.
I know, right?
The hybrid long snapper could come into play in these situations.
I'm going to say this one more time. You know, the long snapper already plays a position.
But this goes to the point of, should you have an extra one that can also, like an extra offensive lineman, instead of having somebody who only long snaps, having a mobile lineman who can long snap, ergo an extra lineman.
Blake Ferguson, what does he do other than long snap? Do you
tweet.
Know? Tweet, exactly. Horrible.
Stall McRib says, Tobin, you mean your boy George Skittle? I did call him new George Kittle, but that's because they told me he got the Kittle tapes. I didn't realize he was going to get 5 penalties a game.
Got the wrong tapes.
Should be like basketball. Once you get 5 flags, you're out.
Just foul him out. Eject him from the game.
5 flags on number 89.
You weren't worried about him because on Monday he might get his ass cut, which is far worse than a flag.
Yeah. I don't know. He got the most snaps out of any tight end. I don't think he is going to get cut. You're right, dude.
They were trying to use him more for protection.
Yeah, well, that's what he's a mauler.
Yeah, well, didn't really protect.
But he was an offender of repeating the attack too early.
I just think if I look into Julian Hill's head, what I see is a sledgehammer, because that's his maul. That's what I do.
Yeah,
but you can't hold. Whatever.
He was a listen.
Still betting on him, by the way.
Repeat. You're done.
No,
you're done.
He's still doing it. Not that.
Oh,
he's
you
done.
Still doing it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I just actually wanted to look at the odds right now because I haven't poked in on this week because I like to get it early because I get a fat number on it. Let me see. I'll let you guys know.
You know what's in Julian Hill's brain? A Dillard's.
JV, you got the Goosies from greedy Deshaun Watson?
No, I do not have the Goosies.
Ooh. I don't think it makes him greedy.
No Goosies.
Not willing to run for your team makes him
greedy. No, so you put a different twist on it.
Nah, that's what he said.
Not listed on the board.
Ooh. Dude, it's gusty out here.
There's so much wind.
So much wind.
It's really very calm over here.
It's very nice over here.
It's one of the best days ever it's been over at the Citadel.
Beautiful.
And you got the whole building to yourself.
Sure do. Except Dan Day. He's always here.
Did any of the other stations come in?
Gale, I saw.
Libre's here. Yeah. Kiss Country's here. Everybody's here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You noticed that they said, Talent, you go in, take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
That wasn't an email.
You do you.
That wasn't an email for Talent. That was an email for, hey, we know it's a sales day Thursday, but not today, baby.
Yeah. Very
true. Go ahead on and take another day.
Take another day.
You got it.
We did one day this week.
In my profession, they would have just moved the whole day to Friday.
Man. Froggy, you got the Goosies from Deshaun Watson?
I don't, because he's Deshaun Watson.
Well,
so. No Goosies.
Give us one more.
Absolutely. This one's going to be quick. Jimmy Butler, he's got the drip. And I don't mean anything related to sickness, unless that's the word you're using to describe his fit. What do you think of this fit right here from none other than Jimmy Butler?
That's a very big purse. Whoa, I didn't even realize that. Yeah, kind of.
Calling it a purse?
Is it not a purse?
Is that a skirt?
It looks like a purse, yeah. Is that just a very loose short?
Put it on the screen.
It is. It's up there.
What?
No, it's not.
It's literally up there right now. You're not looking at the screen.
I'm looking at Ward.
Do you have the Twitch feed up, or do you have the StreamYard feed up right now?
Oh, no. No, I have StreamYard.
And you don't see a picture of Jimmy Butler right now?
No. I see a picture of... Hold on. Nope. I see a picture of Ward. I promise you.
My goodness. So you know what? It's actually funny because on my other screen, you can see Cam Ward, but now it's switched over to Jimmy Butler going up on the plane.
Okay. So you don't see him now?
No. How about now, Leroy? Because I see him on my other screen.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. Hey, it wasn't me, dude.
I got you.
It wasn't me.
Hey, what does he have?
He has a kilt.
No, but then
if you look right here, there's like a separation.
Those are very wavy shorts. He looks like he looks like a flying squirrel.
Yes, I like it
for sure.
You do?
Do you like
a flying squirrel?
Dude, he looks like a nun.
Look at those boots too. Strange. He looks like.
I love the boots.
A mixture of Jimmy Butler and Wednesday Adams. So.
Yeah, it's like another version of Emu, a.k.a. Emo Jimmy.
That was great.
That doesn't look like Emu Jimmy or Emo Jimmy.
It's another version. It's like a more mature version.
That's mature?
A more polished version of Emo Jimmy.
He looks like he's going...
Lime green, that's a purse.
He looks like he's going door to door selling Bibles.
Mm. No, he doesn't. He
definitely does. Like, what is that
purse? This is like the face of someone who is selling Bibles to you.
Well, okay, so I see the Sunday school kind of vibe with the black sweater and the white collar poking out. So, do see some sort of... You say...
Dude, that's a Sunday school nun if I've ever seen one.
Okay, so you're saying this is going to be his...
I saw these nuns walking around Barry University looking like that.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Now, how expensive do you...
It just started pouring here. I don't know if you can hear the rain.
Can't hear the rain.
Nah.
No, it's not pouring.
I'm happy.
Very windy, though.
Take a break. Final hour coming up.